USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The shooter who walked into two buildings unopposed and gunned down students on Michigan State University's campus Monday had previously pled guilty to a gun charge and was not allowed to carry a firearm as instructed by the Lansing, Michigan court system. A June 2019 arrest found Anthony McRae had a concealed .380 semi-automatic handgun and extra clip in his possession, a felony since McRae did not have a concealed weapon permit. Prosecutors lowered the charge to a misdemeanor, and the shooter served 18 months on probation. Neighbors are telling media outlets they often heard gunfire coming from Anthony McRae's Lansing home, where he lived with his father. A man who went on a deadly rampage with a U-Haul truck Monday in New York City was suffering from a mental health crisis, claiming he was seeing an invisible object coming toward him. That's what police announced. 62-year-old Wang Soar was charged Tuesday with murder and attempted murder in the attack. As Russian missiles continue to pound civilian and infrastructure targets, Ukrainian forces are inflicting heavy losses on Russia's latest push in their invasion. Nearly 1,000 Russian troops every day, with an estimated 5,000 troops in a single battle in late January. That's according to UK officials, citing data from Ukraine. President Zelensky on Fox News via a translator.
If we will fall, this will be the start of the Third World War, or the recognition of the fact that NATO member nations are standing by themselves on their own.
A white supremacist is set to be sentenced to life in prison today for killing 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket in an attack triggered by racist conspiracy theories he encountered online. Peyton Gendron is scheduled to appear in Erie County Court, where he pled guilty in November to the charge of murder and domestic terrorism motivated by hate. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder is jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
The United States military announced it shot down a drone believed to have been manufactured by Iran as it was allegedly conducting surveillance over an oil site in northeastern Syria on Tuesday. The United States and Iran both claim counterterrorism missions in Syria. The United States backs a Kurdish-led group known as the Syrian Democratic Forces. Iran supports the central government in Damascus. Police at Michigan State University have released the names of two of the three students killed in Monday night shooting on campus.
Brian Frazier of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and Alexandria Werner of Clawson, Michigan, died in the shooting. The third victim's name is not being released. Per the family's wishes, five victims remain in the hospital in critical condition. MSU Interim President Teresa Woodruff spoke at a press conference on Tuesday.
We're grieving, and as a community, we're grieving together.
He struggled to comprehend. We lost families, friends, classmates, and our hearts go out to the victims and families of this senseless tragedy.
From East Lansing, Michigan, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Boss is adding cities to his tour.
Bruce Springsteen is adding 18 new cities to his 2023 tour. Some of the new stops include Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Phoenix. The tour started earlier this month in Tampa. It marks his first North American tour in 7 years with the E Street Band. I'm Julio Flores.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.